if you had a dress or something and it wasn't samphorized and you washed it in hot water at night.
Dull up.
And another way of saying that might be...
Shrink.
Well, you're so... Golly, you're so good. Now, if a woman likes to stand in front of a mirror all the time...
And primp.
And
you can tell I don't do that.
You ice cream?
No,
Black?
Mm-hmm. I just think it's amazing because your mind's so quick. I don't see how you think that fast. And now, if a woman just likes to put on, like, fancy clothes, you'd say she really likes to...
Party?
And if, now what would you call, the thing that you carry your money in?
Purse or pocketbook? Mm-hmm.
And what about what a woman wears around her wrist for a...
Bracelet.
And now, if they had like a little thing strung together around like...
Beads.
Now, you mentioned the galluses. Now, that would be what comes over your shoulders. And do you ever remember wearing anything else?
Spenders.
And what would you hold over your head when it rains?
Umbrella or parasol.
And like when they'd be making up the bed, what would they call that? Be the last thing they put on the bed?
Bedspread or county pen.
You can remember when they say that?
Yeah.
Well, in the wintertime, to keep you, well, here in the summertime too, what am I saying? It's cool here. To keep you warm on the bed, what else would they put?
Quilts and blankets.
Now, at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
And did you ever remember seeing a big, like...
boulder?
Yeah. Would that go... How far did that go?
I don't remember seeing him.
You don't remember seeing him? Oh, but you know what? Now, what would you call a place, like if you just put down on the floor, like for kids to sit...
Paddock.
Now, this next part's about land and soil and this type of thing.
Now, I might can tell you something.
Yeah, you might know something about that. Now, if you had some land that would grow just about anything, you'd say, that soil's really?
Rich.
Now, if it was a kind that didn't require any fertilizer, you'd say, it doesn't need to be fertilized, it's already...
Rich enough.
Okay. What about... the low-lying land that'd be kind of along a stream or something like that?
Sand.
And
clay.
Clay. Is that what around here, that'd be what would be along a stream? Is there any kind of land along a stream or something that you can plant on that people farm?
Not, I don't know.
Not around here.
Swamp. You're talking about swamps, what you want me to say.
Or have you ever heard anything called bottom land?
Yeah, now that over there would be bottom land, right? Hmm. Over here in front of my house.
Oh, that'd be called bottom land.
Yeah.
And because it would be...
It lays... And it's right next to a stream right over here.
Oh, because it's next to... Oh, I see. That'd be the difference then, because that wouldn't be right on the stream. That'd be next to...
Yeah.
What different types of soil would they have, like in the fields around here?
Now that I can't tell you.
Just
rich and poor, I guess.
Well, is it kind of...
I see a lot... Oh, you mean sandy and...
Yeah, that's what I mean. Uh-huh.
And black and clay. Mm-hmm. Now that's it, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Sandy and black and clay.
Have you ever heard anybody call anything called it long...
Yeah.
Now, what would that be?
That's a little mix with sand and... clay, isn't it?
Mm.
Long soil.
Is that what it would be?
I guess it is.
And how about anything? You've ever heard anything called gumbo?
No.
Now, if they was trying to get the some land and they wanted to get the water off from it, what would they have to do to it?
Drain it.
And what would they dig to drain it from?
A ditch.
Okay. And now. Is there any land around here that's just kind of, I bet there's not any flat, grassy land anywhere around here?
Not that I know.
That's what I'm figuring. It's all
hilly or flat one.